How's life in the West Indies treating you?
It's great, mate. I'm really enjoying it, actually. It's good fun.
And a lot of players say it's a special place to play cricket. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, I would. It's a different cultural experience. It's fantastic. It's pretty chilled, as most West Indian people are. But it's awesome. They love a party. And it is the biggest party in sport. It's pretty crazy over here, and it's exciting to be a part of.
And on the field, St. Lucia Zouk's having a pretty good season, second in the table, fresh off a win last night over Trinidad and Tobago, last night our time, I should say. Just talk us through that last over.
Look, any time where you need 17 off the last over, you're going to need some sort of luck, and especially when it's an experienced guy like Dwayne Bravo bowling. So me and Ross, we just said we just have a look at things. He's probably going to bowl quite a few slow balls and have a look at those and obviously look to hit as straight as you can. And I managed to get a little bit of luck with an easy two and get up underway. And then obviously I got out and Ross managed to finish it off with seven off the last two. So it's obviously pleasing to get across the line any time you need 17. Fortunately enough, we were able to do it last night.
That one, it was a nine overs a side game in the end. How much do you need to adapt your tactics when there's rain around and the game's shortened to something like that?
Yeah, I guess you do. Everything's just so much more intense, and you need to there's no sort of play yourself in period from a batsman. And there's no sort of flying your feet as a bowler, so everything's basically straight into it, straight onto it, and you're almost hero zero. And the guys that come out on top, Jack Ellis played beautifully last night, and he just showed his experience of how to play, and it's not slogging, it's just great cricket shots, and I think that shows that sort of style of cricket is still very successful in 2020. And I think the way that our guys bowled and adapted to the conditions was pretty good as well. So it's certainly a tough school when you only got nine overs, because you know that they're coming out pretty hard when they got 10 wickets in hand. But it was pretty exciting all the same. It was great to get the game in.
And more generally, what do you feel have been the sort of key factors in the side's improved performances this year?
It's sort of hard for me to say from this being my first time at the CPO and Winter Zooks, but I think from what I've heard, the balance of the side is pretty good. Obviously, we've got the big three fast bowlers that have been doing well. We've got myself and Karan Katoi, the leg spinner who's come in since Darren was injured. Darren's got a big loss for us, a huge loss. But I think the way that Andre Fletcher and Johnson Charles have started the innings for us has enabled other guys like Kevin and Henry and Ross to come in and play with freedom. And it's been huge. Anytime you're 50 without loss at the top of the order, it gives you that added bonus to start throwing things a bit harder at the opposition. And that's probably one of the biggest factors for us is the Fletcher-Johnson-Charles partnerships at the top.
Yeah, you mentioned Darren Sammy, obviously a big loss to the team, but I guess in the likes of yourself, Ross Taylor, Kevin Peterson, you talked about, you've got quite a lot of experience in the side, which I'm not saying it makes up for such a loss, but it must be quite important in T20.
Yeah, I think experience is huge in T20, and it's like what I said about Jack Keller. So his experience got him runs and wickets yesterday. You could just see how wily he was bowling, exactly what he knew he wanted to do and how he was going about it. So experience is a huge thing in 2020, and obviously missing Darren is tough for us. But look, we've got enough around us that we can try and impart our knowledge and experience on some of the younger guys and help bring them along and keep them up to speed and try and make them better. And I think that's the role of an overseas player in a tournament like this and teams like this, where if you can make the guys around you better, a little bit better each time, or each time you join the team and come along, then it's a successful experience for not only you and the young guys, but the team as well.
And next up for the Zooks, you finished the group stage, heading off to Guyana. What's the mood like in the camp looking ahead to that one?
Boys pretty happy after last night, but we've still got a job to do. Like, we need to win this game on Friday. It's huge for us. If we win that, then we pretty much guarantee ourselves in the semi-finals. So that's where we want to be. We want to make sure that we're in the semi-finals, and we want to make sure that we go about our business. And obviously, once we get into the semi-finals, anything can happen there. And we feel like we've got a great balanced side and a good enough team to go all the way. But first things first, Guyana on Friday, and we'll see how we go there.
Yeah, it's been such a really close fought season. All teams are quite tightly matched. 5 points separate all six teams. What do you put that down to, if you can?
I think if you look at the teams, there's been one or two players in every team that have really been consistent. And not only that, there's been a number of other guys that are contributing. I think a lot of the teams are pretty balanced this year. They've got good bowling attacks, good batters, and good all-rounders as well. So that's obviously a huge part in it. And the different conditions, people have adjusted to the different conditions more so than others. So it's always a huge surprise when there's six teams still involved and able to be in the semi-finals. But it's great for the game, obviously, and great for the tournament to have six teams available to be in it.
Certainly is. And finally, Nathan, what about the tournament overall? Just to tell us a little bit about how you feel it's been well received around the Caribbean, your own experience of it.
I can't speak highly enough of the CPL. I've had a great time so far. It's been great to be involved and meet some of the younger guys and the culture, understand and experience the culture of the guys around the team environment. And they're brilliant. They're a great bunch of guys. We all get on really well, and we're having a hell of a time, and we're having a lot of laughs, and we're playing some good cricket along the way. And not only that, it's been entertaining for other people coming to watch, and the crowds have been brilliant, and the atmosphere's been fantastic, and I hope that continues, and I'm sure it will with what cricket's been played, and if there's more games like there were last night in the next week or two, then it's going to be a great finish to the tournament. So hopefully we can be a part of it, and we can be enjoying the successes of the tournament at the end of it.